too rich.
No, it's fine. I'm glad it isn't too hot. I don't much like very hot things.
I don't blame you.
Thank you. I've got you stumped, huh? Well, it's no wonder. You were just a little girl at the time. Couldn't have been more than 10 or 11. I used to work for your mother. Selden. Any bells yet, Peter Selden?
I do seem to recall.
Yes, who is it?
Waking up in my bed, hearing my mother scream. And seeing this person.
This person? Did you see his face?
Thank you.
guess your ears are better than mine. Some information, because it's obviously coming back to you anyway, and I want to be the first. I want to be the very first. We'll be right back.
understand you're not hearing her. It was so plain.
It's a snapshot your mother gave me of you when you were a little girl, you see? You were an exceptionally beautiful child.
Don't you understand? something. Noisy ones, all kinds. I teach school.
I know all about you.
You do? Well, how about a cup of nice hot chocolate?
That's the first thing I usually make when I come home from school. A cup of nice hot chocolate.
I know, but you don't like marshmallows, do you?
Thank you.
Replicants.
with your mother in the apartment house. I'm you when you were asleep in your bed that night, and a man came into the house. And he was arguing with mother downstairs, and she tried to get away, and she ran into your room, and a man caught her, and he choked her. Helen, remember? He choked her. Then he picked up something heavy, and he hit her on the head. Then she fell, and then you screamed. The man looked at you. The man looked at you. Then you screamed so loud, Helen. You screamed so loud.
I want to bring you up to date, Miss Foley. You've been living with ignorance too long.
Please.
I want to impart some information because it's obviously coming back to you anyway, and I want to be the first. I want to be the very first. That night, it was me in your bedroom.
This is where you turn.